Welcome to 2 Minutes to Trust God. Our lesson is called Speak of Jesus from Mark 10:10. When they were in the house again, the disciples asked Jesus about divorce. He answered, "Anyone who divorces his wife and marries another woman commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another man, she commits adultery." Do you think Jesus is realistic here? After all, many marriages end in divorce. Surely this is the thing to do when we can't get along, isn't it? Why would Jesus call a second marriage adultery? This divorce discourse, and this and the previous lesson, is a focus on God's intended purpose in marriage. He created marriage to be a lifelong bond of a one-flesh relationship through God that, as it says in Matthew 19:6, man shall not separate. But then sin does divide, and sin divides marriage. Sin divides and creates divorce in that relationship. Divorce sometimes and often is a sinful response to circumstances in a marriage. Divorce came into the world just as murder, theft, and idolatry came as people turned from God. They took their eyes from the Lord and fixed their eyes on themselves and their own desires. And thus, when we see this black and white command, we think, what does it really mean? Divorced people aren't married, they're free to marry again. Well, Jesus' commands are aimed at people who casually divorce without cause. Too many people initiate divorce to satisfy sensual pleasures or their own desires. This is sin, and this kind of divorce is sin that leads to more sin. A sin-influenced mind has brought great destruction on marriages. Strive as you can to stay true to God. Protect your marriage. Read God's word together. Pray for each other. When you do these things, you will desire God's ways for your marriage. Ask the Holy Spirit to focus you on Jesus. Stay strong against sin and temptation. Stay married. If sin has stolen your spouse, pray for their repentance and know God wants to ease the ache in your heart. Pause and consider how focusing on God will keep your marriage good.